Good morning. Hello. Welcome to the Crotch and Wire podcast. This is just going to be a goof-off episode, so welcome to Quinn and Jack Goof-Off.
Howdy.
Featuring Darren.
Darren's here, too. Hello. So,
hi.
A little update for people. So, why are you doing that, Darren?
a little bit
of an update. So, the podcast has been sort of a journalism thing. Well, it has been a journalism thing. That's what it is. And so we're kind of making it joint custody here with Hal, high ability learners. So
yeah.
that's the sort of plan.
Yeah, we're like the cool dad.
Yeah,
I'd like to say
Hal is probably the cool dad.
Uh-huh.
Journalism makes sure we get stuff done and we're doing actual like work.
Yeah, Hal's the cool dad. He'll let you do what you want as long as it's safe.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're fine.
So, yeah.
So for on Tuesdays during homeroom, which is what it is today,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna podcast. And you know what? It might be part of an episode that's like actually interesting and not a goof off. It might be just what this is right now. And I'm just gonna let you know for all of those people only listening and not watching, which is 100% of the people listening.
Yes, actually.
We need to get a camera.
That's a crazy statistic.
We should get a camera.
It can just be like panned on the chessboard, and you can just see all our faces.
So exactly what you just said, Darren and Quinlan are playing chess right now, like as we're speaking, which is why you probably haven't heard as much out of them as you've heard from me.
Yeah, he's been yapping and we've been thinking.
Yeah, because they're too busy thinking. So honestly, this podcast might be terrible, I'm going to be honest. But
we're either the podcast is going to be terrible or the game's going to be terrible.
Both.
We got to make them both slightly terrible.
Yeah. Instead of one being really bad and the other being really good, you just have to have both be very mid.
Yeah, very mediocre.
Very mediocre podcast, but also a bad game. Are you guys going to finish a chess game?
Maybe.
Half an hour. For sure.
You're going to finish.
Well, half an hour, that's you could get two in.
I bet you could.
Yeah. I mean, usually we're really thinking. Darren, I moved here just so you know, buddy.
Okay.
Usually we're really thinking, so it takes us a while because, you know, we're not no prodigies or nothing.
Yes, yeah, you are not like no prodigy. You proved it right then.
Exactly. You know, I'm thinking.
Are there any wagers on this game?
Quinn's life.
Oh,
okay. What do I get?
Nothing.
$4?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, I guess. I like those terms.
If you win,
yeah, I mean,
you get
okay.
to survive. You get the privilege of
I get
not
the privilege
being.
Of living. Let's go.
This is a school podcast.
Yeah.
You get it's editing.
Yep.
No, I'm keeping that in.
Oh, yeah, we can keep that in. Okay, just for the faculty, Darren's not going to actually kill me if I lose.
Yeah. Just, well,
heads up.
Nice.
You never know. You never know.
For the faculty?
Not at
for, like,
school,
the people
maybe.
Working?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jack. I haven't done this in a while.
You
I'm rusty.
You haven't podcasted in a long time.
I'm rusty. I haven't talked in years.
Yeah. How is your time?
Need to wet your whistle?
Not podcasting.
Yeah, I need to wet my whistle, exactly. Okay.
I don't like, actually have a water bottle.
Oh, actually, that'd be nice.
Do you need some liquid?
Yes. Can I have some sustenance, please?
It's on the, yep, there you go.
Oh, that's one of those nice Gatorade bottles.
Yeah, but it's really dirty.
I'm going to remove my headphones for maximum damage.
No, leave it on. It'll be like ASMR.
We can hear... Oh. I thought you were going to have the mic really close. Oh, my
so,
God.
My bad. Okay, back to the game.
I have a story, so you guys can
keep
playing and not even listen to my story.
To
so, one day I showed up. So, the good thing about school starting is that I'm really, really hydrated.
Yes.
And so, because I just have my water bottle.
Can I just interrupt you for
Yeah, you can interrupt me. Yeah, sure, go.
So, you're such a jerk. I think it's funny that you're saying you're really hydrated. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be really hydrated because I'm in cross country.
Are you not?
But I'm not hydrated at all.
You gotta drink some water, man.
I have a water bottle I just never drink out of.
Come on now.
Dude.
You're supposed to. That's
okay.
What a water bottle's for.
Yeah.
But
you may continue now,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your consent. So I drink a lot of water. Like, I probably drink two of my water bottles it per block, which is
holy
90 minutes.
Holy flip.
Like, I drink a lot of water.
Well, don't you have kind of like a littler
it
water
is,
bottle?
It is a smaller water
but that's
bottle
still,
than you've got.
Yeah.
That's still a good amount of water
you
per block.
You probably drink like 24 ounces
it's
block.
A, probably. Somewhere in there. it's a, I drink a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
And the downside of being so hydrated all the time is that I'm always peeing. I'm always in the bathroom. I'm not always peeing. I'm usually in the bathroom in between blocks. One time I went to the bathroom like four times during journalism class alone.
That's kind of concerning.
That's a lot of pee, my
brother. It's a lot of pee.
It's like,
this is a school podcast. And anywho, the story that I'm going to tell, one day I just forgot my water bottle and I was like, I'm going to die. Because I'm addicted to the liquid.
I'm addicted to the liquid of life.
Addicted to the liquid of life. Earth juice, they call it.
Yes, as many professionals say. I've heard that before.
As many say. And I was like, oh no, I'm going to die. And I was like, what the flip? You just take, game update.
I'm up two pawns.
Quinn's up two pawns. But it's okay. I'm thinking ahead.
He's cooking. Let him cook.
He's going to get checkmate in a couple moves.
No, I'm not.
And like 14.
14, 15, maybe 18 moves.
Yeah, something like that.
18 maybe. Minutes.
Anywho, so.
Anyhow.
So,
Quinn is only up one pawn now.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you just took his
Please
knight.
Continue with his with your story.
So, this is such a stupid podcast. So
it's wonderful.
Hey, Mr. O. Mr. O just looked in menacingly.
Oh.
And saw us playing chess, and he walked away. So, you know what?
I feel like that's a green light.
I hope he doesn't make an announcement over the speaker. Just, like, make sure your students...
Everybody playing chess, stop.
Yeah. Knock it off.
It's not time for chess. It's time for reading or podcasting.
So I was really concerned because I was like, I don't have my water bottle. What am I going to do? So I went to Mr. Door, mm-hmm. solver of all problems.
Yes, as most say.
Did he lend you a water bottle?
That's what I was going to ask him. I was like, Mr. Door, can I use like a cross-country water bottle? Because there's all of those on his shelves.
Yeah.
And he said, no. He said, don't use one of those water bottles. Those leak. But he said, I have these four beautiful water bottles that people have just left. And he was like, these have been here for like months and nobody's come to claim them. He was like, so if you just want to use one of these for a day, you wash it out, you'll be fine.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I was like, oh my goodness, yeah. And so I got one of those big old Gatorade ones, that like the one that you just drank out of.
Yeah.
You know? So it was one of those. I got it. And I filled that John up. My goodness, let me tell you, I wish I had a very good water bottle.
Is it wonderful?
Oh, it's so nice. Because I was just like, I could drink from a distance from my water bottle, you know?
Yeah, you don't have to be like,
for a while.
Yeah.
Here, hold this. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready. You know, it was actually really nice. And then I probably drank more than I normally do. That might have been the day that I went to the bathroom like four times during journalism.
Oh,
it happens.
That's a lot of times, Jack. I still haven't got past that.
Genuinely, I don't know how many times I go to the bathroom every day.
And seems to be a lot.
It's probably destroying my liver.
Yeah.
But, isn't that what? No.
Kidneys are working overtime.
Kidneys. There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It's in your body somewhere.
We're high ability learners.
Yeah. So, oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yes, we are. So, what was I going to say? Oh, last year, and I don't know if Grant still does this, but last year, Grant made it his goal to be hydrated enough to pee in every urinal in every day.
I like that. That's a lot of hydration.
That's like...
That's a lot of urinals.
That's a lot of urinals.
That's not... Our school does not have that many urinals.
Well, but I mean...
Dog, per day?
Oh, well, every year. Oh, that changes the game.
That was a good bishop move, Quinlan. I don't know if it was. I've not been paying attention to your game.
It's hard to think and talk.
How many urinals are there?
Yeah, there's two
there's
over
two
here.
In
there's
those
full
bathroom, four.
Five. There's five in the commons.
Four. Because
the little guy.
Three and the little guy.
Oh, you're right.
There's four.
So there's six, and then there's two.
In the,
so
the little
eight.
Guy's half.
There's eight.
No, he's not. He works. He functions the same.
Does the little guy count as half?
Probably not.
No.
Realistically,
it
probably
doesn't.
Not.
Do you guys have like a favorite type of urinal?
Tall. The ones that are
just like our urinals.
Yeah, our urinals, but I like to have the dividers. The dividers.
Dividers
they're
are
just
nice.
It's just a quality of life.
I also
thing,
like it when they put like a little piece of paper
yeah,
thing
something
above
you can read.
The urinal to
should
read. Cuz what do you
yes,
have?
Yes,
you should actually do that. That's a great
idea.
You
should put a short story on each urinal.
A bathroom reader.
Or just
yes.
like a
fun fact,
like a
Quinlan
Crofton
is dumb.
Update.
Hey.
Yeah, Crofton update.
Because there's nothing better to do than read a piece of paper directly at eye level while you're taking a piss.
Yeah, I was in Osmond and they had that.
It's amazing.
I went to the bathroom probably 4 times during one volleyball game at Osmond, and dude, I'm telling you.
Okay, what the flip?
You.
That's all. If I'm standing there and I have nothing to do and I just have my water bottle in my hand,
you'll just drink.
I will drink.
Drown yourself. Don't take this man to a pool.
Yeah, do not take him to a pool. It will get hectic.
What was it? I was at a college visit at UNL, and we were doing this conferencing, and they had us do this little meal. They had little sandwiches and chips and stuff, and we were just having a Q&A with college students.
Yeah,
and I had nothing else to do, and I swear to God, I downed 3 water bottles, plastic water bottles. I just downed them, and then halfway through the Q&A, I had to go to a guy and be sitting with a guy and just go, "Hey, do you know where the bathroom is?" And he was like, "No, I don't, but I can ask this guy." Then I got directed in the middle of the conference. Guy across the room pointed and was just like,
like the most obvious thing ever.
Yeah. And I just
not watching,
he pointed.
And for those listening, Jack just pointed in a direction.
I did point very, very
just
overtly,
so y'all know.
And large. Why are you?
Hey,
he's sticking out his tongue while focusing.
You can just
and not
continue.
Like a normal amount of like
yeah.
I don't think that's normal.
Like Jafar.
That's definitely
level.
Not normal. Jafar. I love Jafar, although he's evil.
Jafar is no. He? Who's your favorite Disney villain?
Probably Jafar, because Aladdin's my favorite movie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Disney villain I hate?
Oh,
freaking Jafar's parrot.
Yeah,
I absolutely despise him.
He's not funny. He's just annoying. It's shut up already.
I love this conversation.
it's bro.
It's terrible.
I like how this is the most real Quinlan we're gonna see.
Oh.
Because you're too busy focusing on stuff, so
yeah.
The real you.
Yeah, so
up.
Stuff just kind of seeps
I
out.
I hate that parrot.
He's actually annoying.
So during cross country,
yeah,
our friends Emily. Gosh, you're so mean.
Hey, don't say that.
No,
about
our
me.
Friends, our friends Emily and Sophia,
I know
who are
them.
In cross country. You probably know them.
I do know them.
They brought mics. That clip on your shirt.
Mike's
to
hard lemonade.
What the flip?
No.
You cannot say that.
M-I-C.
Oh, Mike.
Yes, a mic.
Yeah.
That clips to your shirt, and so you just do that, and there's a little Bluetooth plugger guy.
Oh, okay. They brought Bluetooth mics. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, they were mic'd up while running, and then me and Charlie were like, hey, no, we want to do that. So, halfway through the run.
We want to do that.
We want to.
Halfway through the run. Yeah, we switched off, and me and Charlie, our conversation was even dumber than this.
Oh, God.
We got, oh, my goodness, I don't even know.
Well, I mean, half the time, it's probably just
oh, yeah, and
I gotta poop.
Amongst other random noises,
guttural.
No, Charlie, we went from.
What?
Oh, what is it? I forgot, but we went. So at around this area, we were talking about this one thing.
Oh yeah,
that had absolutely no relation. And then all of a sudden, we started talking about how much we hate it when grasshoppers jump on you when you're mowing.
Oh yeah, when you're mowing.
Yes,
that sucks.
And there's no correlation. If I knew the first thing, it would be funny.
I know, yeah.
But now I just sound stupid.
Speaking of no correlation. Speaking of no correlation, how's your year going?
I think you meant to say coronation.
I said correlation.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just yapping.
Yeah.
Coronation is crown.
Another
thing.
Oh, yeah?
Hubbub.
Oh, yeah. We learned a word called hubbub.
Is that a vocab word?
Yeah. Well,
no.
It's a simile for a vocab word.
Yeah.
It's a simile for brouhaha.
Oh, brouhaha. Hubbub uproar.
For those who are listening and not watching, Jack has a very smug look on his face.
Because he knew the word hubbub before us.
I did know
so
the
he
word
thinks
hubbub.
Just
because
he's a year older or something like that.
No, not because I'm a year older, because I have ginger as
no.
Mother. She just says big words all the time.
That's not, it's like a 5-letter word. It's
six actually,
big.
Buddy?
H-U-B-U-B-B.
No,
it's 2 B's.
It's H-U-B-B-U-B.
Yeah, so it's 6. Yeah. My bad.
I would have
That's
failed
on me.
That.
Yeah.
So you did, first off. Like the first time
I did.
Did.
I yeah. did.
But that's okay. You
I
know.
Guess you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta look up what was the word. Are there any words that you guys like just can't pronounce?
No.
Library. Unless a lot of the time I say like, library.
Do you say library?
And same with you're ambulance. A terrible person. I don't know. I actually don't know how to say ambulance. It's ambulance. I know it's ambulance. Ambulance. But I always say ambulance.
Ambulance. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
No, the only time I like mispronounce something is if I'm talking Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish is
I can't. I can't even pronounce Spanish.
Well, what the heck?
Was that at him or at the game?
Rural.
It's time to play the game.
Rural.
That's not like hard to pronounce. It just sounds.
Yeah, it really sounds like it's hard to pronounce.
Because the R's, the consonants are too close. 252
of the hardest English words to pronounce and spell.
Burger.
It's not one of them.
What?
I'm pretty sure most of America knows how to say burger.
Nauseous.
Yes.
Oh, the friggin' Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire?
Is it
Horseshire.
I think there's a W there, and we got to bleep that word.
It's not. It's Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce.
I thought it was Worcestershire.
I thought it was Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
I'm sure it varies from...
The town is Worcestershire. There's a town called Worcestershire.
Where the heck is that at?
It's somewhere in Europe.
Oh.
It sounds European.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein.
European.
European.
That's what Jack's doing in the bathroom.
I'm European.
Yes.
Oh my god, I didn't realize.
Okay, Jack.
Hard to pronounce words with a lisp.
Anything with
Jacob.
An S.
Athatha.
Jacob. Shit, the sloth.
I just like saying words.
I love just doing like. What's. As a character, having different speech impediments because they're so fun to do.
What's the voice actor for Sid the Sloth?
Sid the Sloth?
Yeah, what's his name?
He doesn't have a lisp. He has a speech impediment.
His
lisp is a speech impediment. Sid the Sloth.
Name.
Voice
guy.
Actor.
Because I've seen him in other movies where he was like actually in it because it wasn't animated.
Oh, it's John Leguizamo.
Yeah, I like that guy.
That's a cool name.
I guess it is a cool name.
Sid the Sloth.
Sid the Sloth. He's got a going. Yeah. Like that one character from the Dan Schneider universe.
We don't talk about him.
Do you know? But like.
Not a good man.
His shows were good though.
I guess you could say so.
I liked it. Yeah. He had like iCarly. In like Zoe 101 there was that one character that was just like, oh my gosh, that's Zoe, that's a cool thing.
Who made?
She's like, I have a big speech impediment. And then she like showed up as a cameo in different like iCarly or Victorious. Maybe even
I'm like screwed here.
Who made, you say?
Who made Dog with the Blog?
That was Disney.
Because
I don't know who directed it, but that was a Disney,
that
Disney
used to
Channel
be,
show.
That used to be my gosh darn jam.
Dog with a Blog.
Dog with
Did
a
you
Blog.
Never watch
oh,
Dog with
no,
blog?
I have seen that. It's like the Golden Retriever guy.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not a Golden Retriever. He's white with a black spot or like brownish spot.
Here go, Darien.
I want to say. By the way, just to let you know.
I'm up 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you don't have to announce that to the whole podcast.
Quinlan's up four pawns right now. They both
and
have
a
taken
knight.
A knight. They both have taken a knight from each other.
I have six pawns and a knight. He has
pawns.
Two pawns and a knight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Darren,
what I'm doing
were you a cable TV kid?
I was a Netflix kid.
You don't know.
I don't remember. I just remember like, what did I even watch? My favorite show was probably Backyardigans.
Backyard. Okay.
Either that or Wild Kratts.
Wild Kratts. That's PBS Kids. That's
yeah.
That's not cable.
Okay.
But the fact that you had access to Backyardigans kind of.
Yeah, you lived in a.
Were you like a
pretty good part
SpongeBob?
Town. Like, no, I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob.
I wasn't either. It was too naughty.
I don't even know why. Phineas and Ferb is my jam.
That's an amazing show.
So you were cable.
Phineas and.
No, see,
Ferb.
I watched Phineas and Ferb on Netflix.
There's 104 days
on Netflix.
Of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
I was
like maybe building a rocket or fighting a monster. Mommy, or climbing up the Eiffel Tower, discovering something that doesn't exist.
Hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower, surfing a tidal wave, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain. It's over here. Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Phineas!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Perry.
So stick with us, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, because Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. Mom, Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
Bow.
Okay, y'all need, y'all, you two need to get a life.
Dude, I watched Phineas and Ferb the other day. I was sick.
Dude, I'm so happy.
They're going to be making new episodes.
They are? No shot.
Darren.
William and Adley have gotten into Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
So now I get to watch them, basically.
Genuinely one of my favorite shows.
Without looking like an idiot in front of
my
parents.
It's your go, buddy.
I know. I'm thinking.
You've been thinking for a while.
I'm also singing Phineas and Ferb.
That's a good point.
Phineas and Ferb is probably in my top 10 TV shows of all time.
That's,
can you stop doing that ever? Please. I'll have to cut that out every time you do that. Oh, he just set up a bishop trade.
No, I didn't, because I have my rook covering his, so he's not going to take mine.
Exactly.
I could if I wanted.
Yeah, so I could take his, and nothing's going to stop me from taking his unless he moves his queen up a square.
It would
but
be
then
a,
your
it would
knight
be
would
a,
take my queen, so I'm not going to do that, because I'm not a flipping idiot,
buddy. No, you could move it here, and my knight
couldn't
touch it.
It would be a bishop
that's
trade.
Also true. Yeah, it would be a bishop trade. I'm going to take that bishop trade, because...
There you go. There, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, but then I'm in a better position to take your knight.
Anywho.
Is that right, Budster?
Shut up.
Is that right, you mother... Take that out.
A fluffer.
So,
mother friend.
For those listening and not watching, Jack has just laid down on the tables.
I have just laid down.
Like a very bad guy.
Yeah. Miss Kramer would not appreciate
that.
That
was mean.
What are you going to hey?
I'm sorry.
Either way, Phineas and Ferb, very good show, actually. Like,
it's a very good show. If I was said it's a good show.
One of the best shows.
One of the best shows.
Arguably.
Arguably.
Arguably one of the best shows.
One of the best shows.
One of the best
Okay, shows that's enough seen. With the Donald Trump
impression.
Impressions.
You got it, buddy?
Love some Donald.
Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Call him Donny J.
Donald Jacob.
J. Donald.
What's his middle name?
John.
John.
His middle name is not John, guys.
Middle name,
let's be for real.
Jonathan?
His middle name actually is John.
Yes, it is.
Like,
no, I just...
Yes, it is.
I got the presidential award in elementary school, right?
Oh,
did
yeah.
you guys have that?
Over at
St. Rose?
I don't think we did, but I know...
Anyway, but
about.
I think like our whole class got it because like of the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
But anyhow...
Signed by Donald John.
Yeah, it was signed Donald J. Trump, and his signature looks like a freaking heart monitor. Because it's, like, just spikes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't signed by him. It was just a picture of his
signature. Well, yeah.
Yeah, like, realistically.
No, he definitely just signed that.
He signed it for a bunch of sixth graders in a random rural town?
Yes.
That would be incredible, actually.
Can I get any piece?
Okay, so,
or
like,
is it
if you want a queen, let's just flip this guy upside down.
Or well, that's not going to stay that well.
Just put it down so it... Oh, wow.
Darren, you...
They're flat on the head. It's
you
not
smart.
That difficult.
Quinlan just upgraded a pawn to a queen.
Yeah, so
yeah, but
I'm...
it's about to get absolutely demolished by my bishop.
That's probably true. Go ahead, Buster.
Oh, I'm coughing.
Quinn no longer has a pawn as a queen, but now he has
no
a rook in a good
bishop.
Place.
Now he has a rook in a good place.
I'm now
only
you're
gonna...
stuck.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No.
I'm only going to have to edit this episode because Darren keeps going, oh.
You're ruining everything.
Or he keeps going, Oh.
I'm not a freaking puffer fish.
You sound like one,
okay,
Buster.
Okay, save my king.
Buster.
Before he gets
you
checked.
You sound like one, Buster.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut...
You
clam.
Idiot.
That's okay, hold on.
You
How much
idiot.
Wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I've
a woodchuck would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
I've never struggled.
True?
I've never heard that second half.
A woodchuck
really?
Could chuck as much wood as a woodchuck
could chuck.
If a woodchuck could chuck
if a woodchuck wood. Could chuck wood.
You've never
I've
heard that before?
I've never struggled with that tongue twister.
I've never either, except for that one time that I tried to do it on microphone.
You want to check the actual time?
You have 4 minutes.
Well, is that one right? As for the
it's
listeners,
three, it's 47.
It's 47.
48.
You should finish your game.
It'll
well, I'm
fine.
Winning currently.
Yeah.
So.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I've never struggled with that one.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Fuzzy Wuzzy
fuzzy
was a
wolf.
Fuzzy
Wuzzy.
Wuzzy.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm okay with this.
I forgot about that one. My dad used to always say rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby
bumpers. That's terrible.
Ain't that bad.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
No, just like I don't like that.
Oh. The one that Holly said the other day, a noisy noise, a noise, an oyster more than
that
a noisy,
one's
noise,
difficult.
Noise, whoa, that one's hot. I suck at tongue twisters.
A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster. A noisy noise, an oyster, but a noisy, an oyster more. Is that the one?
Yeah. A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster.
Oh, I just took Darren's lip. Oh my god, you just gave up your queen for nothing.
I didn't realize. I'm out of the game because you're making me talk.
Oh my goodness.
Like you're forcing me to.
I mean, you could also noise, an oyster more.
What was the other one?
No, yeah.
Oh, your boy Peter Piper.
No, Peter Piper picked up.
That one's not difficult. Peter Piper picked a pep.
Oh. You idiots.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
When I was a kid, I really struggled with that one. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I struggle with that one a lot because I'm just stupid.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Where's the peck of pickled peppers? Where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Peter Piper picked. Oh, Darren, you messed up there, little buster.
Yeah, I know. No, it's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. He just gave up his rug. Hey.
You guys gotta. I
it's feel okay. Like.
Oh, flip.
Okay, I actually have to go.
So I did win. Practice.
Darren just won.
So you
no,
guys
Darren
can, like,
did not win.
Yes, look.
Do not give him credit.
Sorry. Sorry, Quinlan won.
Okay.
I
Darren,
don't wanna...
good game.
Thanks.
They just shook hands.
Oh, you guys are going to clean after up
yeah,
after
we'll
me.
Yeah, we'll clean up this.
Yeah, Darren, thanks for helping.
Thank you.
And you're just like such a good friend for just leaving everything here, so.
I don't. Okay. I'm just going to say this is probably like episode one of goofing off during homeroom.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You've made history, Darren.
Yeah, bye.
See you.
Bye, Darren.
You've made history.
Do you have anything to say other than
I forgot that I should I should have a quote.
So I'll just say, hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Crofton Warrior podcast. You can catch us on Instagram at Crofton Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Crofton Warriors on Facebook and Twitter, at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you want just me. If you want Quinlan, go to his house or something.
Heck yeah.
I felt really bad when I couldn't read that during the last one that I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Quinlan's gone. Oh.
But now I'm back. I'm on my redemption arc.
Are you done?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, we're about done. Do you want to talk
me
on the podcast for a second? Anywho.
Do you actually know how to play chess?
Me and Darren do.
Quinlan, do you have a quote of the day?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, get away from me because you're not nice.
Oh, bye.
See you.
See you.